Hi, hello. 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 Michelle, are we on? Michelle, are you here? You're not here. Are we on?
We're on.
Hi.
This is it. It's showtime.
Oh,
are you ready?
Sorry.
Showtime, baby.
Yay! Hi, everyone. It's 6 p.m. Friday. Time for your favorite show, Shut Up Weirdo, on WFMU. I'm Frangree.
I'm Michelle.
That's about all I got.
See ya.
Bye. Have a good one.
Just kidding.
Yeah, apparently we have to do this for an hour. So that's cool. All right, so we have a topic today. Right, Michelle?
Right. I'm on board.
You are?
Yup.
Are you sure?
I'm on board. Here I am, on board.
Tonight's topic is, if you were in a band headlining the Lilith Fair, what would your band name be called? Wait, what would your band name be?
Such as?
Such as. I'm going to the Facebook page to find some such as's. Mustard Danish? No, that's not a good one. Hold on. There was a good one. The Clams? This is an awful topic. The Waif Forward? Oh, boy. Okay, so what topic do you want to do?
Well, this was genius, wasn't it?
It's funny, but... Glitterous? No?
It's okay.
What was the one Ken said?
No, Chris M's was funny.
He said Tori Anus. What was Ken's? Wasn't it funny?
No. It was funny because he laughed at it after he said it really funny. But
oh,
I don't think
boy.
It was actually
okay, well,
funny.
The other topic we could do is... Okay, I posted a bunch on the Facebook page to see which one would trend.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one
which
that trended...
Which one was trending?
The only one that was trending was the Lilith Fair one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think you were biased to that topic.
Then we wanted to... Okay, honestly, we've never had, like... such a bad week on Facebook. First, we wanted to do that time they thought you were someone else. One person liked it.
We've had worse.
One person.
That could have been a good topic, though.
I mean, we could still try it. Maybe people just weren't on Facebook.
It's not like every single person who listens to our show has Facebook.
I know, but maybe I just didn't post it at the right time or something. There could be a lot of variables.
Plus, you know what else? You didn't give any examples. And usually when you post
Well, I don't
it,
do that anymore. It's too much work.
Oh, okay.
It's hard enough that I have to come do this, you know?
Oh, yeah. Life's hard to have your radio show on
mm-hmm.
FMU. Poor mm-hmm. Frangree.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so that was one. Then the Lilith Fair one. Then I put mass transit stories.
That one didn't get any trends.
Lauren said boring. Nobody made a comment. Like, nobody made a good comment, at least. And then I just got desperate and said, where did you throw up and where did you grow up?
Hmm.
And then, but we've done.
That is desperate.
I think we've done where did you throw up?
Yeah, I think we have.
So then someone wrote, Elwin wrote, what if they are the same? Bonus points? So... we're kind of desperate. Should I just go to our playlist and pick an old show and we can redo one?
We could try. There's no calls coming in. 201-209-9368.
Should we see what they want?
I mean, I don't know if it's smart to give up too soon.
Okay. So we'll answer this one. 201-209-9368. It's also hard because I feel like the pressure's on during the summer to come up with something good.
There's just not as many people listening.
I know, so it's harder to have a good show.
But so then I think this topic should be a little, like, not as weird in a way.
So
like
more
a little
generic,
more mass.
Like mass transit like, stories?
Kind of in a way,
yeah.
Because...
More generic.
A little, I mean, I don't want it to be generic, per se, because
I know
our show is special, but I think, like...
Okay, let's see what they want. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you doing, ladies?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I came up with a great Lilith Fair band name.
Let's
for
hear it.
Headlining act.
Let's hear
Ready?
It.
Ready?
Yeah.
The Labor of Eve.
What? Why is that so good?
Because, like, it's, you know, bringing forth what women's experiences with childbirth and also the most, I guess you have Adam and Eve.
Hey, that's not so bad.
Important, yeah, the labor of Eve. You could almost hear the song.
Oh, yeah, why don't you tell us about a song?
Okay, I can do that. Hold on one second.
Wait, no singing.
I'm not going to sing. Well, one song would, they definitely would have mandolin.
Ah, mandolin. Yes, obviously.
Obviously, and then maybe I'm going to say some rototoms with reverbs and effects going forth.
I know what reverb is, though. Uh-huh.
You know, so it's like a dub thing.
Yeah.
Like Lady Dub about labor.
Ooh, I'm into it.
Yeah.
What's your name, buddy?
My name's Matt.
All right, Matt, thanks for calling.
Cheers.
Have a good one.
Bye.
That's it. That was our only call.
201-209-9368.
Mass transit stories?
We could try that. You really want to give up on this Lilith Fair thing?
What would you name your band if it was headlining the Lilith Fair? 201-209-9368. So what's up, Michelle? How's your week? Good?
You know it wasn't.
You had a rough one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell people why or no?
Not really.
Okay.
Thanks, though.
Michelle's wearing an all-white outfit like Andrew. What's his name?
Andrew W.K. It's not on purpose. I didn't purposely try to dress like Andrew W.K.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I totally love your show. It's just... Hey, you gotta turn down the radio, otherwise there'll be echo. My friend's trying to turn it up.
No,
tell him he's an idiot.
You should stop.
Tell him he is an idiot.
Stop being friends
with
him.
Don't be his friend anymore.
But she does look like a little boy.
Who?
Say hello, little boy.
I'm a girl.
Oh, hello, girl.
Hi, little girl.
Yeah, I definitely would be rocking Sublime Spread Panic hardcore.
What?
I don't...
What are you talking about?
Radioed silence.
What are you talking about?
Are we still on the subject of listing the band that would headline Lilith Fair?
No.
Oh,
no. The subject was, what would your band name be that was headlining Lilith Fair?
Yeah,
so we were asking for that.
Don't curse in front of that little girl.
Don't curse on the air.
Oh, did I say something bad?
Yeah. The F word, idiot.
It's not a pirate radio station.
Hi, you're on the radio. This is not
going well. Yeah, hi. Was SOC picking for a band name yet?
Which one?
It's the Pope's encyclical that came out yesterday, Laudato Si. You know, about the environment and stuff.
I can't hear what he's saying.
Might be a good band name, too.
Something about the Pope?
Yeah, something about the Pope.
We can't hear you. You sound very muffled, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Laudato Si.
Oh, what does that mean?
It's so about
bad.
The environment and caring for the environment and stuff like that.
Yeah, good idea. That's a great name for a band at the Lilith Fair, right, Michelle?
I mean, I'm just glad people are bringing things that aren't just, like, making fun of lesbians for 45 minutes.
Well, that's true, too. We don't want to make fun of... We love lesbians.
Pretty good guys, for letting tell, so...
Cool. All right, have a good one. Oh, Jesus. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
I got a couple of band names for you.
Can you talk louder?
Sure. How's this? Better?
A little bit.
Okay. Got some band names.
All right, let's hear them.
Okay. First is The Sophisticated, cleverly spelled SAPPHISTICATED. Get it, get it? No Man's Land? How about The Mother Lovers?
Wait, No Man's Land is good.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah, I like that one.
Well, give me a t-shirt.
Mm. Oh, when are people going to learn?
When are people going to learn?
I was going to put you on the list, but then you asked for a t-shirt, and it's such a turnoff. It's
Sorry.
Like when a dude's like, can I kiss you? It's like, not anymore.
Oh, well, I tried.
All right, have a good one.
Okay, you
too. Maybe I should give him his t-shirt because no one else is calling.
Well, we're only 12 minutes in.
Oh, God. Next week. Wait, no. I don't want to say that.
What? Do I know?
I was going to say, what if we do that food show?
Don't.
That's why I stopped myself.
Don't blow it.
I'm not blowing it. Oh, I hate the summer on this show. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what would you name your band that was headlining the Lilith Fair?
You know what I think is funny?
What?
Which is, it's a little mean. I like it when you think topics are awesome, and then when you, they then come out, and then when you say them, they kind of sound okay, but then when you say them...
The minute I say them on,
the,
air,
mic, and then, like, I see your face, and you're
you
like,
see a drop.
Oh, no.
I know... The minute I say the topic on the mic, I know if it's going to be good or bad. It's true.
You can see it in my face. But it's hard to tell before that.
Yeah, it's really hard. But the minute we get in here,
but
you know.
But I saw it when you said it, and then I saw everything.
But don't you feel it too?
Kind of black hole. And
don't you feel it too? Like when you finally say it on the air, you're like, oh God, this is so dumb.
I don't have dumb topics.
It doesn't have to be my topic or your topic. I mean, when it's a bad topic.
I know.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, there'll be, like, a diamond in the rough, but for the most part, I think that first announcement...
I know, the minute I say it,
But maybe you give out what you're putting... You give back what you're putting out, so you got to secret this topic.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Well, last time I tried to secret, you got mad at me for being fake nice on the air.
That wasn't really doing the secret.
We have a full board right now.
So there you go.
I'm just scared.
You should be.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, I have a band name for you guys.
Okay.
Well, I kind of can't say. You know the C word?
Yes.
Like, you know, the band
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, we know it.
Okay. And roses.
That's like funny. Like, we got it.
You
C word
are amazing.
Roses.
What's your name?
My name's Terry.
No one's ever thought of that before.
Terry, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's good.
How come no one's ever... Will you Google that?
Okay, I will. Have a good one, Terry.
Thank you.
Maybe there's, like, an all-girl Guns N' Roses cover band called that.
It's so good.
That's pretty funny, actually. That might have made this whole show worth it.
See? Right when we were pooping all over it.
I hate that word. I don't like that word.
Why?
I don't know. It's stupid.
All right, 201-209-9368. If your band was headlining the Lilith Fair, what would your band be called? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I was going to go with the Menstrual Minstrels, but I decided that it would be better to go with the Stretch Marxists.
Oh, so messed up. I love it.
You know, all about the coming revolution.
Yeah.
Everything in there. Yeah.
You don't like that one.
I don't know. There's like a... I mean,
it's mean to women,
like,
but it's funny.
I know. It's like, I like dark things and I don't get easily offended, but for some reason, I kind of thought some of these things would offend me a little bit.
I'm not offended. What's your name, buddy?
My name is Timothy.
Timothy, you're on the list.
Thank you very
girls
much.
Call.
Listen at the end of the hour. Have a good one. 201-209-9368. What would you name your band if it was headlining the Lilith Fair?
I don't know if that band exists. Let's see. It's got to, right?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, for the Lilith Fair, it would be a co-headliner. It would be Harry Pitts with the Scissor Sisters.
Harry, that's funny. All right, have a good one.
I will.
There's something here with that name on YouTube. I think it's a song called that.
Mm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I got two. I'm not sure these are headliners. More like intro bands.
Opening acts.
Yeah.
Side stage.
Yeah, I got, Captain Beef Curtains.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And Fleetwood Crack.
What? Fleetwood Crack?
Yeah, that doesn't...
All right, have a good one, buddy.
You bet.
I went to karaoke the other night. Me and my boyfriend sang The Chain, Fleetwood Mac. Killed it! Killed it! So good, Michelle. I was thinking we should think about singing that at the marathon.
Who's going to be who?
They kind of sing at the same time. Think about it.
Okay.
Go home and listen to it.
I will. What album's it on?
I don't know. The one that's black and white with her and him.
Rumors?
I don't know if that's called Rumors. It's just her and him.
Do you in know front of the curtains?
No, no curtains. It's just on a white background.
Hmm.
Should I look?
Maybe it's just Fleetwood Mac, Fleetwood Mac.
I love Googling. Yeah, Rumors.
I knew it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got some band names for you guys.
Go.
I got The Little Dutch Boy or Hans Brinker. Explain the reference. I remember if you grew up and ever heard the story about when Holland was going to flood and the little Dutch boy had to put his finger in the dike.
Wow. Seriously?
Hey, the literary reference.
Have a good one. There's a lot going on the comments board.
Such
you can
as?
See it by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist link. Let's see here. When I find a good one, I'll read it out loud. So far, nothing.
Hmm. Lots of stuff, huh?
Yep. Lots of bad stuff. Wow.
Nothing funny?
Nope.
201-209-9368.
Seriously, not one funny thing is happening.
Are our regulars there? They're funny.
Not today.
Even Robin's not funny?
I don't even know if she's here. 201-209-9368. If your band was headlining the Lilith Fair, what would your band name be?
Jesus Christ. They don't have to be headliners.
Fine. If your band was playing at the Lilith Fair, what would your band name be? Rage Against the Menopause? That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's really bad.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. What do we do now?
Keep going.
With what?
There's nothing. 201-209-9368. Call now, you'll get through. Come on, guys, we can do this together.
201-209-9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would your band be called? Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Somebody just put stretch marks.
Didn't someone already say that?
Yeah. What do we do now? Front butt.
What?
Front butt. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got a band name. I just got to let me explain the meaning behind it.
Okay, go.
I'd be called Punching Pilate, and it's a play on words of Pontius Pilate, the biblical character.
Got
and
it.
Our band logo would be Jesus punching Pontius Pilate in the face.
That's really good.
Yep, and we'd all dress up like the apostles.
Cool.
Thanks.
All right, have a good one. Just Ted says, not being here is Robin's worst nightmare. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I had two suggestions for you. You guys doing the band names, right?
Yeah.
Okay. One was Fupa Fupa Fupa. Wolf, like...
Yeah, okay, got it. Okay. Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye.
Wait, here's a good one. I don't get it, but it's making me laugh. Lego my ego.
Why is that making you laugh?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
I try to have an ensemble rap group called C-Unit.
That's good.
It's pretty good.
I like that one. Someone on the comments board just wrote a female rapper called Feminem. On the list. That's on the list. Sorry, buddy, not you, the other guy. All right, have a good one.
Yeah, no worries.
Hey, Joe, let's go from the comments board. You're on the list.
Say it again.
Feminem.
That's funny.
That's a good one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, GZ3 on the comments board says there's an all-female Guns N' Roses cover band called Guns N' Hoses. It's so bad.
That's not funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
All right, I've got a couple.
Okay.
Moon Blood.
Very good. What else?
Barefoot and Empowered.
Mm-hmm.
The Mamas and the Mamas.
That's cute.
And Simone and Garofalo.
I like the Mamas and the Mamas.
Oh, it's so sick. That was even my favorite. I kind of liked Moon Blood.
Nah, Mamas I like and Moon the Mamas. Blood. That's just because you're dark.
I don't want to be dark.
Yeah, you just
now
are.
I have no choice anymore.
I am dark. I'm a regular Oscar Wilde.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
I look like Edgar Allan Poe with this hair.
What are you talking about? ADA on the comments board says the Dairy Queens.
That's kind of funny.
With a Z at the end. 201-209-9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would your band be called? The Hitachi Magic Band.
You like that one.
You know I do. That's pretty good. Studio B Ben said that one.
I like Studio B Ben. He's funny.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
So my headliner band would be Leave It to Beaver.
Uh-huh.
And my rapper would be Queen Laquipa.
Franny, Frankie, I just almost spit out her water. She's choking, I think. Are you okay? Oh, are you okay? Are you okay?
It was just the bad timing. Okay. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin.
That looked painful.
You're on the list with Queen Laquipa. All right, have a good one.
Bye.
How do you spell that, do you think?
Are you all right? That seemed like it hurt. Did it come off your nose?
I think it went down the wrong.
Oh, that's the worst.
How do you spell Laquipa?
Stop saying. I don't know if we're allowed to say it.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I won't say it again. 201-209.
How do you spell it?
I'm not even telling you because it's embarrassing. It's definitely wrong. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I would have an Eagles cover band called the Kegels.
Franker keeps choking on her water.
That's good. I can't keep writing all of these down. That's pretty good, man. The Kegels.
Thanks.
That's
Can you
good.
Write it down?
It's funny.
All right, fine. What's your name?
Steve Salad.
Steve Salad?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve Salad, you're on the list. You're not winning, but you're on the list. The Kegels.
Sometimes we have nothing on the list. You have like 5 things on the list. See, but the Kegels wouldn't be as funny unless he prefaced it by saying the thing about the Eagles.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Edgar Allan Flo. Whew. Sorry.
Twice in a row.
201-209-9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would you call your band? Studio B Ben says Redemption. I think he's talking about the time he almost puked.
I didn't almost puke.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You pulled the garbage over.
No, I didn't.
I'm pretty sure you got
I
up
I did
and
not
went near
pull
that garbage.
The garbage over.
Pretty sure you got up and went near that garbage.
Are you picking your nose?
So?
Don't pick your nose.
Why?
Because it's gross. Where are you going to put it?
I don't have anything in there, and there's a box of tissues right in front of me.
Use a tissue. Oh, angry.
Who cares?
Your mom would care.
When your butt itches, do you scratch it, Michelle?
Not in front of you.
I wouldn't care if you did.
No.
You don't scratch it? You just
no,
let it
I just
itch?
No.
That sounds awful.
I just wouldn't pick my nose in front of you. Your mom didn't raise you like that.
She didn't raise me like a lot of things.
True.
201-209-9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would it be called? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. You looking for a band name?
Yeah.
Gluten Free Gluten.
Genius. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hello, ladies. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks. So I have two ideas. One would be Jacques Cruchot and the Muff Divers.
Uh-huh.
And the other would be Amelia Earhart and the Carpet Bombers.
All right, well done. Have
Thank
a
you.
Good one. Those weren't good either.
201-209-9368.
Hi,
you're on the radio.
Hi, you're on the radio. You might be on the list. Hello? I don't have time for this.
Yeah, I have time for you.
Turn your radio down, dude.
Yes, my band name will be called
You're on the radio. Amateur hour.
201-209-9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would it be called? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Now what are you laughing
Doc
at?
Doc says lickety splits. That's funny.
I don't get it, I guess.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing? I have a name
Let's
for
hear
the
it.
Band.
What is it?
It will be called Sweaty Tampon.
Jesus Christ. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Ew. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hey, what would your band be called?
Go ahead, Char.
Pajama Girls.
Oh.
That's really good.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Have a good
one. My nine-year-old daughter.
That's pretty good. We like little kids a lot here on WFMU. All right, have
Thanks,
a good
lady.
One.
Pajama Girls.
You like that?
Yeah, I did.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Toxic Rock Syndrome.
What was it?
Toxic Rock Syndrome.
Yes, absolutely on my list.
Alright.
What's your name?
Dean.
What?
Dean.
Dean.
Dean, listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Gotcha.
Have a good one, buddy.
You too.
What's so funny now?
Let's go start an alternative show called Shut Up Queerdo.
Who said that?
Hot Bar.
Hmm. Typical Hot Bar.
Who's Hot Bar?
I don't know.
Eat, pray, shove? What does that even mean?
I don't know, but I think I get that one.
Like, I'm gonna...
Like, shove.
Shove what? Oh, ew.
I think, right?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, hot nerds. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. It would be called Mulva and Dolores.
All right, that's good. Have a good one. I like when people laugh at their own
bad
ones.
Yeah, it is funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Alice B. Toklas Cooper.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the radio.
Maravillas.
Hey, what's up? What would you name your band?
Hi, Orlando.
What would you name your band?
Well, I'll see if you can get this reference. It's kind of bilingual. And actually, it wasn't even me who came up with it, but someone suggested it to me. Oh, and the Chos.
Oh, that's good.
You get what the
Chos
are?
That's good. All right, Thanks for calling, Orlando. Have a good one. So, Kevlicky on the comments board?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, Madman's on the comments board today.
Hey, Madman.
And he says, in all caps, he says, I've been busy working and partying. 201-209-
Same.
9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would it be called? Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, mine would be the beach person.
I don't get it. All right, cool. Have a good one.
Instead of the Beach Boys?
I guess.
The Beach Person?
Yeah, it's not a female.
Kind of funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Dinah and the Dental Dams.
Jesus Christ.
All right, pal. Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. 201-209.
I like the Beach Person.
9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would it be called? Hi, you're on the radio.
How about I'm Fine and the I'm Not Upset Players?
That's pretty good.
That's really funny.
Who is this again?
This is Nick the Milkman.
You're on the list.
Nick,
wait,
that's a good
one. You know
what?
Wait,
what was the
honor to be on the list?
Okay, so I'll just cross you out. Have a good one. Well done, though.
He really has won a lot of times.
I know, but he's smart. What can I say?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, good evening, girls. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up?
I have a name for a band, for Lilith Fair.
Go. What is it?
Sex Toy and Spare Batteries.
That's very good. All right. Have a good one. Biting my nails.
Stop.
Okay. 201-209-9368. What would you name your band that was playing the Lilith Fair?
What was that, guys? I'm Fine and the There's Nothing Wrong.
There's Nothing Wrong Players or something like that.
That was funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
What about the Kinski Scale?
What's that?
It's like the index between heteronormativeness and like complete queerism.
Kinsey was that doctor who studied all the sex.
I like sex.
Good, Frangry.
All right, have a good one.
Just
in case you didn't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Band would be called You Two or Us.
Wait, what is it?
You Two or Us.
Oh, it's close to being there, but it's not there.
Yeah, it's not there. But I like the idea of it being a playoff of You Two.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I'd be a heavy metal band. Bloody hell.
Well done. Have a good one. Mr. Machine says, does the stage make me look fat?
That's messed up.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hey.
Winona and the Blood Riders.
Winona and the what?
Blood Riders.
Blood Riders.
That's kind of funny.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
I thought more girls would be calling.
No way, they're all offended.
201-209-9368.
The womb room.
Say it again.
The womb. It's really hard to say. You try saying it.
No, I won't be able to.
The womb room. It's so hard.
I like that you have to say it with your eyes closed.
Because I have to picture the letters, even though they're right in front of me, but then I get distracted by everything.
Try and say it three times fast.
The womb room, the womb room, the womb room. I got it down now, though, right?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, thanks.
That was real good.
201-209-9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would it be called? I like it on the air when I say something stupid and you make me do it over and over.
I like that, too.
It's funny.
I like that,
I'm a team
too.
Player.
Same.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I would have a stoner Garfunkel and Oates band called Sancho Ganja and Bon Quixote.
Well, you really thought about this.
I do have a band called that. It's wonderful. We actually haven't recorded anything. I bet you'd all love us on WFMU.
Of course we would. All right, have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Betty Crapper and the Minimum Wage. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I like that he said thank you. That was funny. Stop biting your nails.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up?
Okay, here's my shot at it. There's a little bit of art history here, so it's probably too obscure. I'd call it Judy Chicago and the V Street Band.
Uh-huh.
Okay, nobody gets that.
No. I get it. Judy Chicago is that Who's lady that? Who did the dinner party. She was like a feminist kind of sculptor lady.
Is it a good idea then?
Hmm. Okay, one more. The Devil's Triangle.
Wow.
Damn.
Jesus.
Wow.
Well then, mister. Guess we know where you stand.
What day do you go to therapy?
ever since I became a lapsed Catholic.
That's good. All right, have a good one.
Okay, take care. Bye.
You too.
201-209-9368. If your band was headlining the Lilith Fair, what would it be called? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how about Cheese Spot?
Good one. Have a good one, too. Hi, you're on the radio. What? You're on the radio.
Okay, my band is hardcore, and they're called Stinkfoot.
They're called what?
Stinkpuss.
Stinkpuss.
That's good. All right, have a good one.
Have fun at the show.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, okay. My idea is the Progester Tone.
Wow. That's Maybe. Good. I like that one.
Okay.
It's not so bad, actually. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
It'd be called Bitches Be Crazy.
Genius.
How rude.
Hi, you. Hey, the radio.
All chicks, no sticks.
Oh, well done. Have Thank a good you. One. Doc on the comments board says yeasties. Robin says clitter rhythm.
She's so funny.
201-209-9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would it be called?
What are you doing tonight?
I don't know yet. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
What's up? Hi, you're on... Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Time of the month.
Nice one. Have a good one. 201-209-9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would it be called?
This topic ended up working out all right.
I laughed. That's all that matters to me. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yay, hi. Ken from Hyde Park here.
Hi. Hi, what's your band name?
Okay. Yeah, here it is. Math is hard.
Wow. I'll have you know, I'm a math genius, my friend.
Oh, sure. I didn't mean anything by that. Just it's a common misperception.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I think that's a good one.
That was mess. No, I'm
no,
too,
it's ironic.
I'm too mad
it's funny.
To give it to him.
It's meant to be ironic.
It is?
Yes.
I don't think so.
This guy sounds like an intellectual.
I think he's saying girls are dumb.
I don't. I think he sounds like an intellectual. An academic, perhaps.
I do not think that. Have a good one, buddy.
Okay. Have a good one.
Oh, he's mad at me. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, we'd be a cover band called the Aretha Franklin.
All right, that's cute. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello, you're on the air. What's wrong with everyone?
I like that math is hard guy.
Me too, I feel bad now. Hi, you're on the radio.
Rubber Husband.
Wow. All right, buddy, bye. 201-209-9368. Jake Gould on the comments board wants to know what the topic is. Hey, Jake Gould, the topic is, if your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would it be called? Mr. Machine says The Terrible Drivers.
Damn.
Ooh, burn.
Offended. I'm a good driver.
I'm not. Hi, you're on the radio.
That's because you're a girl.
I know.
Notorious V.A.G.
Oh, yes! What's your name, sister?
Siobhan.
Siobhan, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
All right, thank you.
Well done. How did you not like that?
Because I've heard it before.
Oh. Well, that just ruined it.
I'm
sorry. I was going to give her the shirt.
Really? You've never heard that before?
No.
There's a ton of, like, stuff like that. There's a pizza called the Notorious F.I.G. that's, like, really good. There's all this, like, I feel like I've heard all the Notorious B.I.G. jokes.
Robin's turning 30 tomorrow.
She is? Happy birthday, Robin. Man, turning 30 was, like, amazing, right?
Yeah.
You were just like, I'm done giving an F about anything.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm just going to be
Hi, mad. I got two.
Okay,
go. Pantyhose.
Uh-huh.
And the X-Pistols.
The X-Pistols is good. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, the Muff Divers.
All right, that's genius, buddy. Have a good one.
You did not just do that.
What did I do? What? Was that mean?
Wow, it's so natural.
It just came out. Was it mean?
I don't know. It was something.
I feel bad now.
It's funny, I guess.
Dave B says, Beastie Boys cover band called the Yeasty Girls. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it'd be a punk band, and it'd be called Eleanor Roosevelt and the Black Market Breast Milk.
Did you like that one, Michelle?
It was okay.
All right, have a good one, buddy. Hi, you're on the radio. Oh, Jesus. 201-209-9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would it be called? You're listening to Shut Up, Weirdo.
I have so much to do tonight. My mind is wandering a little. 201-209-9368.
Robin says Frangry's Merkin. Studio B Ben says boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats. Hi, you're on the radio.
What about the Rubber Pistols?
I feel like someone just said that.
I think someone said something.
Like just now.
Just now, damn.
Sorry, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, my band will be called the Muff Divers.
Genius. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, there's two bands up in Toronto. One called Vag Halen.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is called the Cactus Puss.
Ouch.
And, they're both neighbors of mine.
Cool.
There you go.
All right. Have a good one.
All right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, the Violet Ferns.
Okay, have a good one.
I don't think I got that
Me
one.
Either. 201-209-9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would it be called? I'm getting tired.
I have to go wash my hair with baking soda again.
Why?
Because it'll lift the dye out.
What? Why do you need to lift the dye out?
Because I dyed my hair and it's too black. And
it's
It's
not that bad.
It's making me crazy.
Do you cry about it every day?
I cried about it.
Yeah, that sucks, that feeling.
Because I was, like, on a roll. I looked smoking and then I ruined it.
I know how you feel.
Like, I was looking smoking. I just shouldn't have messed with it.
I know how you feel.
Now I look goth.
I don't think you look goth.
I look like Edgar Allan Poe.
No, you don't. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing? Had a name for a band?
Yeah, what is it?
Sweet or Sour.
Oh, my God.
I don't get it.
Down there.
Oh.
It wasn't that hard.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, I'd call it Taco Party.
Awesome, thank you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Sarah McLachlan's Sad Kittens.
Aw, have a good one.
Oh, isn't she like an animal rescue lady?
Yeah, hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you? The name of my band would be called Cheese Louise.
Okay, cool, have a good one. 201-209-9368. If you had a band that was playing the Lilith Fair, what would it be called? Call now and you'll get through.
Will you be seeing Jurassic World in 3D this weekend?
Absolutely not.
I heard it's amazing.
It's going to rain all weekend.
Then it's perfect time to go to the movies.
That's true. I kind of want to see Mad Max.
You want to see Wolfpack.
Hi, you're on the radio.
But Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, someone had that on the comments board. Thank
really?
You.
All right.
Just Ted said, something is too black for Michelle.
I know, right?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I've got a Dutch band called Finger in the Dyke.
Someone already said that.
Yeah, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Varicose Brains.
Good one. Bye. Hi, you're on the radio. I'm getting tired.
It's almost over.
Hey, a name for a band?
Yes.
My name would be... Hey, Luke! Have a good one.
Thanks, dude. Hi, you're on the radio.
Ooh, really?
Hi. Yep. Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
How about Vulva Underground?
Yes!
I like that one.
What's your name?
George.
George, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
Hey, thanks.
Do you want to narrow some stuff down?
Yeah, we need to. Okay, well, I can take out Notorious B.I.G. because you said you've heard it.
Yep.
Toxic Rock Syndrome?
You like that one. I don't love it.
C.U.N. You know what? And Roses.
I like that one, but just because I like Guns N' Roses.
Feminem. I'm leaving because I love it.
I like that one.
Queen Laquifa.
Okay. I still like I'm Fine and the Nothing's Wrong.
I don't
wrong.
Have that one.
That one's funny. What else? I guess Feminem.
That's it. I like Feminem so far.
C-Word and Roses.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it would be Adam's Forlorn Ribs.
Good one. Bye.
It's a biblical reference.
I know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
I'm a child of God.
This is not my original name. It's stolen from another caller's answer on another show, but my band name would be Lady Mayo.
Ew, dude, what's wrong with you?
What show is that?
I don't know. Gross.
Lady Mayo.
Hi, you're on the radio.
All right, you know, so it's a Neck cover band, and it's called The Snatch.
Good. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, do you like Box Lunch?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Or how about Jesus and Mucus Chain?
So good.
I've been listening a lot of Jesus and Mary Chain lately, actually. All Box right. Lunch is a little funny.
Have a good one.
Good night.
Good night. Hello?
Hello. Estrogems and Femme Infinity.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. You're looking for names.
Yeah.
Estrogems.
Estrogems.
Mm-hmm.
And Femme Infinity.
Femme Infinity.
Well done. Have a good one.
Okay.
I kind of like Estrogem.
201.
What? What are you laughing at now? What are you laughing
Studio
at?
Studio B Ben.
What does he have to say?
9-inch Nailed. Come on, that's so
that's
good.
Funny. That's funny.
It's rude, but it's good.
It's funny.
Woo, I need to write it down.
Woo.
My eyes are watering.
I'm glad you're having a good time.
Yeah, see, it came around. I was wrong.
You were right, then you were wrong, then you were right again.
It happens. Hi, you're on the radio.
I have a band name.
What is it?
Well, yeah. Instead of cunning array of stunts, you got to switch those letters around. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. That's good. Bye. 201-209-9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would it be called? Hi, you're on the radio.
How about the Snail Trail?
All right, have a good one. Someone already said that.
Hmm.
Skanksy.
Dumb.
201-209-9368. If your band was playing the Lilith Fair, what would it be called?
Who said Skanksy?
Susie on the comments board. Hi, you're on the radio.
Literary references okay?
Sure.
Jane Austen's Addiction.
Okay.
Tony Van Morrison.
Uh-huh.
Virginia Steppenwolf.
Okay, those were good.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Oh, wait.
What? Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
How's about No Strings Attached?
Good. Bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Whoa. Hey, what's up? What would you name your band?
How about The Curse?
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
You know, what do you mean, why?
Like that visitor, the monthly feminine visitor.
Oh, that one. I get
that
it
one.
Now. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
How about Bandana?
What?
Bandana.
Bandana?
Yeah.
That's good. Much. What's your name?
Mono.
Mono?
Mm-hmm.
I like you.
Likewise.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
I thought he said...
so weird.
Did he say the band name was I Have a Bandana?
I thought it was just Bandana.
Hmm. I like I Have a Bandana.
You like the whole sentence?
Yes. That guy was weird.
Yeah, I know. Hi, you're on the radio.
How about the Whois? Like the Who?
Yeah, we got it.
What's your name, buddy?
My name is Scott James.
All right, Scott James Scott with the two James. First names.
Never trust a man with two first names.
All right, that was a good one. Have a good one, too. Bye. I mean, nobody's going to beat Feminem at this point for me.
That's your favorite?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, I have a band name.
Yeah, what is it?
How about the Skid Marks?
All right, that's good. Bye.
You're writing that down?
No! Jesus!
What are you writing down?
Nothing. A note to myself.
What does it say?
None of your biz. It's private. Hi, you're on the radio. I just wrote down Scott James's because I didn't want to forget it.
Why wouldn't you just tell me that?
Because I was being mysterious and sexy.
You had to let me go harass you.
I was trying
Hello?
To be sexy.
It didn't work.
It did work because you came over to me because you wanted some.
No.
Hello?
That's not Hello? What happened.
That is totally what happened.
That's ridiculous.
Hello? No, it's not. That's what just happened.
I didn't come... No, it wasn't...
Yeah, I was playing it cool, and you...
Ladies,
oh,
stop
hi.
Fighting.
Sorry. Hi.
No, it was great. You have Edgar Allan Poe?
Yeah, we have that
okay,
one.
Okay, you have T-Rex Potex?
Yeah, we have that one, too.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one. Okay, Mr. Machine has Aunt Flo Rida. Just the tips.
I'm sick of the just the tip joke. I don't think it's funny anymore.
Fine.
Do you?
Jesus.
What?
The Sopranos. Although I don't know why someone just suggested that. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, how about Jimmy and the Hymans?
That's good. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
We gotta go in a minute.
Hi, it's a fish cover band called Tuna Fish.
Ew, but whatever. Hi, you're on the radio.
A band name?
Good.
Can you say that?
She said Kitty.
Oh.
Have a good one.
I like the other one that you just
Carmichael
said.
Carmichael just said
my favorite.
Clinton.
That's my favorite.
Oh, wait. Mr. Machine first said the Clintons.
That's my favorite. Last call.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Georgia O'Queef.
All right, have a good one. Why? We have like 3 minutes.
We have to let the
next people in?
Yeah, we can't just stop it right at 7 o'clock.
One more.
Stop a little bit before.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I feel like granny panties would sit well with that crowd.
All right, well done. Thank you very much. Have a good one. Hey, Joe, let's go from the comments board. You're our winner with Feminem. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Let the record show my vote was for Clinton.
Whatever.
Nice. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo. Please stay tuned for Do or DIY.
Excuse me. One more.